Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We are stoked. We are so way stoked. We have not talked to Jamie Witt from Texas in quite some time, and we have her on the line with us today for a very special reason. Jamie, welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Oh, man, you are so welcome. Well, tell the folks what big anniversary is coming up.
All right, May 17th, which is this upcoming Monday, is going to be the one-year anniversary since I rescued my my giant three-legged pit bull, Caesar.
I tell you what, it's a huge anniversary because tell the folks, Jamie, for those of our listeners who are new, tell them how you came upon Caesar, his condition, what we think had happened to him, and then we'll just go into what's happened since.
All right, great. Well, I was working as a 911 operator at the time, and someone called in about an abandoned pit bull on the side of the road. And in my county, which was in a small area in Texas, pit bulls are put to sleep. They don't have a chance for adoption. So I was going to be getting off from work pretty soon, so I called my roommate and said, okay, let's go get this dog. I just am not going to tell animal control about it. Let's go see if we can get there. When we found him, after searching for about an hour driving around, we found this little, we thought he was little, curled up in a ball, a little white ball, off to the edge of the road in an area where pit bulls are commonly dumped, either half dead or already dead, still attached to chains, just their faces torn to pieces from fighting. So we didn't know what we were expecting, but we were familiar with the area, at least just because of the negative connotation that it had in our minds. And we went and we saw this guy just so dehydrated and exhausted. He had open wounds all in the backside of his body. His leg was mangled, his front left leg. There were just fire ants in his open wounds, and he was just too exhausted to even move. So we baited him with some sardines, and he never showed any sign of aggression or anything. But still, just to be safe, we had a cage muzzle. We put it on him, wrapped it in towels, carried him to the car, and thought, there is no hope for this dog. We just need to take him to the vet and just get him euthanized immediately to put him out of his misery. So we drive up to our vet, Boonville Animal Hospital in Bryan, Texas. They were willing to stay after hours for us, and we got there, and they noticed because we had fostered a couple of other pets, and we would always bring them in there for their shots, but we had never brought such a big, scary-looking animal in before. And when I brought him in and put him on the scale, the doctor looked at me and said, so are you thinking about keeping this dog? And I was like, no. My hands are full, but we'll do what we can to get him better. I said, but I don't know about this leg. I mean, is it, because we didn't know if it was infected. There was bone protruding from his tail. We didn't know if he had sort of bone infection. It was just a mess. And the vet said, no way, just get his leg amputated and he'll be good to go. So long story shorter, we were able to request, we put some information about Caesar out on just our Twitter pages, mine and Connie's Twitter pages, and we started to get some responses from people. And on Tuesdays, it was like a charity Tuesday thing. And so we sent out just charity emotional love requests, just send your good thoughts to Caesar. Well, people started trying to tell me, you should set up a PayPal account, you should make a website, you should request funding for this. So I did, and within 2 weeks, we had, I can't remember the exact total now, but I know we've gotten over $2,000 since that time, and it's covered everything for him. He did have to get his leg fully amputated, and the funds that we received from people all over the world, even there was a woman in New Zealand who was talking about Caesar, and the local news had us on, the local radio stations, and he was just getting all sorts of support, covered the amputation. We did have to amputate part of his tail just because of that bone sticking out, which I think he just chewed himself out of frustration. And then through the healing process, it took a couple of months. The surgery was in May, and in the 1st of June, when it was still open, he tried to jump into the back of my car when I wasn't looking and slammed his open wound on my bumper, and just burst open. And I thought, after all the support I've gotten from Twitter and all these people all over the world who are rooting for Caesar, this dog is going to bleed to death in my arms in my driveway. And So just a note for anyone who has a bleeding animal and doesn't know what to do, all I had access to was cayenne pepper and ice packs and towels. So I just doused it in cayenne pepper and started putting ice packs around the wound to kind of help cool the area and try to slow the bleeding and held pressure. And it took about an hour, but the cayenne pepper actually helps the blood to congeal. So,
you're kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I thought, oh, no, it's going to burn him. And then I looked and saw, I mean, just blood spewing out of him. Not to be too graphic, but, I mean, it was terrifying. And I thought, I don't want to burn him with the cayenne pepper. And then I realized, you know, he's bleeding to death. A little cayenne pepper, but it actually doesn't burn. I've since, when I've gotten a cut, tried it just to see, like, how much pain I had put my dog through, and nothing. But it really does help. So if you're ever hiking or anything, you should always take some cayenne pepper with you, too, in case you get a wound.
Who knew?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
never
good to know. The
that
other
is so
thing
cool,
that helps.
Jamie, and I don't remember hearing this story before. See, we're learning
oh, really?
All kinds of new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I should have mentioned that before. But we didn't get his stitches redone. He did break a few stitches, but the vet didn't want to redo them because he was afraid that there's so much swelling, it might cause some issues. So what we did instead, also a hint from somebody on Twitter who raises horses, said to try EMT gel. And we found it at Tractor Supply, and I know that it exists in other feed stores, usually in the horse section or larger animal section.
Okay.
And it helps the cells to rebuild from the inside out, so from the inside of the wound to the top. So it doesn't just develop a scab and then allow some sort of infection or anything to build underneath. It heals and helps the skin. And in 24 hours of putting that stuff on, the skin where the stitches had broken was more sealed together than the area where the stitches were. So I started using EMT gel over the entire wound, and the areas where I used it the most, actually the scar is it's not as apparent in that area, and it healed the fastest. So,
holy mackerel. So cayenne pepper and EMT gel.
Yeah, yeah.
Who'd have thought?
And call Jamie.
Yeah, Twitter. Just get on Twitter and say, what do I do? That's what I did for everything. Any little thing that happened, I would just get on Twitter and say, okay, guys, now what?
Wow. That isn't the internet just awesome for that?
It really is. I love it.
And,
yeah, but,
I, you know, it just thrilled us at the time to see you getting donations from folks because you were down there, you and Connie, doing this all by yourselves. A lot of people aren't real fond of pits in the area, and you just did it. And you saved his life, and now you've given him, oh, my goodness, such a fabulous life.
Oh, yeah, he does live the fabulous life. But I am so, so great because I really could not have afforded at the time to have saved this dog. And I just, and it sounds silly because it's almost been a complete year, but every time that he jumps up and I get to pet his soft little velvet nose and see his little pit bull lips that are so cute. I love pit bull lips. I just think, I can't imagine my life without this dog. He is my baby. And my other dogs, you know, one is like, he's my pal, he goes everywhere, and the other one, we play fetch and we work together, but Caesar is my baby.
Well, and you can't help for that to happen because I just remember the first time I saw his face when you put him up on the internet. He has got the sweetest face I've ever seen in my life. He's adorable, and you just want to hug him.
Yeah.
You do.
And I will someday. I'm going to meet that boy. How old do we think he is, Jamie?
Well, we think that he'll be about 3 in August. That's the guess that our vet gave us. It's because pit bulls develop, or they mature faster, it seems like, or at least this is what the vet told me, than other dogs. When we found him, he was fully developed sexually, so he looked older than his teeth made it seem like he was. So I don't know. I think that when we found him, he wasn't quite a year old. The vet kind of agrees on that. So we celebrate his birthday as August 17th. For no particular reason. We just did. And then,
just to have a day.
Yeah. And May 17th is his gotcha day. So.
Man, that's so cool. So, Jamie, I know that we've just kind of touched on this from time to time, but I still think it will be so way cool if someday Caesar becomes a therapy dog. Are you
considering
that?
I still am considering it. I've just gotten so busy with school lately that I just haven't made the time for it. He is Canine Good Citizen certified.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He got his citizenship in August. So we got him in May, or maybe it was September. Yeah, we got him in May, and then we just immediately started training. And we actually used Ian Dunbar's idea to have him meet a certain number of people each month. And
you treated him just like a puppy.
Yeah, just like a puppy. And so by the time he had been with us for 8 weeks, he had met, we kept track of it, over 200 people he had met, and we were taking him to the dog park. And so he's great with kids. Mm-hmm. I still think it would be awesome to get him in some sort of therapy work where he just goes and hangs out in the hospital and lets kids pet him. He's still safer with kids than he does anyone else.
That's cool.
Isn't it amazing that he feels safer? It's not surprising, really. Little people have never hurt him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. He's so silly, though. He's a real weenie. I was outside. he's huge. He has no idea how big he is. I was sitting outside having my lunch the other day, and he was in the grass next to me, just rolling around in the sun and being silly. And I was watching him laughing just because he looks like such a goofball. And then something scared him. And he jumped up and came running over to me with his tail between his legs with this terrified expression on his face, his very expressive eyes. And he came and hid on the other side of my chair and shaking, looked around the corner of my legs back over there, and I saw a stick sticking up out of the grass. So I think that he rolled over a stick and it poked him, and he was terrified.
Big, bad, mean pit bull.
I know.
It's a stick, Mommy, and it's going to get me.
That's exactly true.
I love it. Okay. Now, Jamie, what are the things that I've seen online that's so cool? Tell the folks about that little mode of transportation that you have for Caesar.
Yes, this is great for tripods or older dogs, but it's called a doggy ride, and the website is just www.doggyride.com, and I have the Novel 2009, and it attaches to the back of my bike, or I have the jogger contraption where I can put the jogger wheel in the front and roll him around. He still can't walk because he's just so big and muscular, a couple hundred yards, and he's just huffing and puffing, and his eyes are red, and he gets sore the next day if he walks more than that. And pack walks are a big deal. And with me and my other dogs. So I just throw him in there, and we'll go. We went to the beach the other day, and I was able to push him over the hot sand. It was not easy to push over the sand, but, if you only got three legs, then the hot sand makes it pretty difficult to get across. So we use it there. I've used it hiking, just not in crazy hiking trips, but walks in the park. We went to Austin, Texas a few months ago, and walked all over town and put all of our supplies in the doggy ride. It's an excellent addition to our life, and it folds down. It's super light, really easy to put together, and it's wonderful. It was a little pricey, but I have never regretted it. It's great.
Now, how much does Caesar weigh?
Caesar weighs 68 pounds right now.
Wow, so the doggy ride will hold an almost 70-pound dog. That's cool.
Yeah, actually, the one I have, the Novel 2009, holds 120 pounds.
Holy
and,
wow.
Yeah, and I have, when I was fostering my other pit bull that I found a few months after Caesar, who we named Littlefoot, I would put the two of them in together, and we would go shopping in outlet malls and that sort of thing, because the other dogs, they're yellow and black and all-American looking, and so people would not... They wouldn't mind them walking through the outlet mall, but they're scared of the pit bulls, so whatever, just threw them in the doggy ride, and it has a screen that can unzip or zip, so I had it unzipped so people could come by and pet them and see how cute and sweet they are, but yeah, two pretty good-sized pit bulls fit in there, and whenever we go on our nightly walks, my cat always goes with us, and we zip it shut, and he feels much safer with the kitty in the stroller with him.
I'm telling you, kitty.
Kitty, protect me.
Yeah.
I need that picture. You would send that to me, Jamie, of the two of them in the doggy ride for
the website.
I will.
I'll have to make a video about it.
Well, The one thing I think is cool that you brought up, and I agree with you, I think it's a very important thing, is the pack walks. And I'm really glad to see that Caesar can experience that. Even in a different mode of transportation, he's still part of that. And I think that's important with any dog. That's something I believe in, and I think that everybody should be doing.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And you can see it in his face. He hangs his head out because there's a little pillow along the lining of the front part so he can rest his chin comfortably. And he's sniffing the air and looking around, and he loves it. And so for the last little bit of the walk, then I let him out, and he walks, and he's so proud of himself. You just tell, like, he's running with the big dogs, and he runs up and jumps around with the other dog. But he's so happy to get to be a part of it, and he knows the doggy ride. The minute I pull it out, he runs and just jumps in the back, and he sits down like, okay, I know, we're going somewhere, and I'm ready for this.
That is so
that's
cool.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
I swear, Jamie, you are the best doggy mom on the planet. You know, and you and Caesar are just such a great team and such great poster kids for rescue and pits and all the bully breeds and just what a happenstance, well, that wasn't, the universe made that happen.
Yeah, the universe lined that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's magic what the two of you have together, and I just love you so much for what you've done with him. I think it's fabulous.
Well, thanks for your support. And in the beginning, I know I always had a ton of questions for you guys because I was terrified, not terrified of him being a pit bull, but terrified of having a special needs dog and having, you know, this dog that was recently amputated and how am I going to socialize it. And it was definitely scary, and lots of times I questioned whether I'd done the right thing because he was in so much pain after surgery. And I thought, I don't know if I should have just put him to sleep. I don't know if his life is better, if it's going to be better, but definitely a good decision just to hang in there and make the effort for him. He's a great addition.
Oh, yeah. He's an awesome dog.
He is. Yeah. I look forward to the pictures when they come up, when you guys were tweeting them. I always looked forward to seeing what he was up to next and how he was advancing.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. If I can just do one more product placement advertisement, we're going to the river this weekend, and he floats in his own tube on the river in New Braunfels with me, and we have a Roughwear Life Vest for him. And so for tripods, this Roughwear Life Vest has flotation all the way underneath the belly to hold him up. So he's able to even participate swimming with us because we were able to find such an awesome life vest. And that also came from Twitter.
Cool.
Somebody from, a representative from Roughwear, found out about him and said, you know, I have a tripod too. We should get together. We should talk about this. Let me get you in our chat room and answer your questions. So it was just from the very beginning, support from all over the world, from strangers who have become friends. And it's just really neat.
And you said that was from Roughwear, correct?
Yeah, Ruffwear. Definitely. I mean, the life jackets are priced the same as you might find them in a local pet store, but having the flotation that goes all the way underneath the abdomen of the dog helps them stay afloat a lot better. I feel much safer with my dogs in Roughwear life vests. So.
Excellent.
That is very cool. Send pictures.
Yeah, I will.
All right, he's going to the river. Woo-hoo!
Party time.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, thanks for joining us today. We always enjoy the updates on Caesar and touching base with you.
Well, I just appreciate so much you guys having me on the show again. It's always a ton of fun to get to talk to y'all.
Well, give that big tripod of yours a hug for us, darling, and wish him a happy first year.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Take care.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.